Three former senior officers in the U.S. military, all with extensive legal experience, are among those actively opposing the Bush administration's detention of suspected terrorists in Cuba. Some 660 people are being held at the American prison at Guantanamo Bay. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
In some ways, David Brahms is an unlikely candidate to challenge the Bush administration's handling of the war on terrorism. The retired brigadier general spent 26 years in the Marine Corps. He knows war and the requirements of national security. And in the latter part of the Vietnam War, Brahms served as the Corps' chief legal advisor on POW issues, so he also knows firsthand the difficult issues surrounding prisoners of war.
We have struggled in this country and internationally for some 200 years to define the ground rules for dealing with these captives and to do it in a reasonably humane, responsible, and regular way.
Brahms now believes the U.S. risks undermining those ground rules by indefinitely holding some 660 suspected Taliban and al-Qaeda prisoners in Cuba. He played a key role in negotiations in the spring of 1973 when the North Vietnamese released the bulk of American POWs. Brahms says trying to abide by the Geneva Protocols on prisoners back then gave the U.S. moral authority that helped in negotiations with the communists. General Brahms says as he watched the Guantanamo detentions drag on without hearings or tribunals, he began to see the camp as a threat to democracy itself and the legal principles that support the system.
That's the thing which makes us different, is that we follow the rule of law. When it's hard, when the people who are involved are not sympathetic, and that standard simply can't be abandoned because it's not convenient.
The U.S. handling of the Guantanamo prisoners prompted Brahms to join two other retired, high-ranking military officials in filing a friend of the court brief in support of 16 detainees in a case the U.S. Supreme Court has decided to hear next year. The Bush administration argues that the detainees are enemy combatants, not POWs, and thus can be held indefinitely without charges, access to lawyers, or court hearings. But all three former military officers say they're alarmed at the absence of even basic due process hearings so far.
That will separate, if you will, the men from the boys, the goat herders from the real serious terrorists.
Rear Admiral John Hudson served 28 years in the Navy. He retired in 2000 as the Navy's Judge Advocate General. Hudson knows from experience that in recent military conflicts, including the 1991 war with Iraq, the U.S. moved relatively quickly to process hundreds of prisoners picked up on battlefields. And Hudson says it didn't take 2 years to determine their status.
You know, we did this in the Gulf War. We did it in Vietnam. In the Gulf War, we had about 1,200 hearings to determine the status of the prisoners. And interestingly, about two-thirds of them were released as being not combatants.
Hudson, Brahms, and another former Navy Judge Advocate General, Don Guder, all fear the precedent the U.S. is setting at Guantanamo will end up haunting future American POWs. The Supreme Court case will center on jurisdiction, whether U.S. courts have authority over foreign nationals held outside the U.S., but General Brahms sees larger fundamental issues of the parameters of presidential power.
How long can the executive hold these people? What is the limit of the executive? How far can they go in the name of national crisis?
Perhaps spurred by the Supreme Court's decision to hear the Guantanamo case, the Pentagon has allegedly accelerated discussions with governments on transferring some of the detainees back to their home countries. However, a senior Pentagon official denies published reports that a release or transfer of some 100 detainees is imminent. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.